boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden. And today is Monday and a rather controversial day for, you know, as long as we can remember in modern time. We have had this as a national holiday, closing banks and post offices and government offices to celebrate Christopher Columbus, Columbus Day. And of recent times, people became more aware of what was going on in history with indigenous people. And a lot of people now no longer celebrate Columbus Day. A lot of cities, I believe it's left up to the city now. But I want to clarify a couple of things regarding, you know, people of all nationalities, and maybe offering a little bit of advice of how we can hopefully come together in a lot of circumstances. And I am in a very good position to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know me, then perhaps you don't know that I have documented DNA documentation, 14 different nationalities, all colors, you name it, I got it. I am everything. I literally am every woman, just like the song says. And I really do think that I'm in a good place to make statements about some of the situations with race that is going on right now. You know, I am European. I have African American. I have Native American, as many of you know. I have Asian. And I know I sometimes confuse people. I'm getting ready to do a talk at the Sport Karate Museum regarding my ancestry with the Seiwai Genji Samurai warriorship out of my Asian lineage. And I'm very proud of that. I'm going to be wearing a kimono that's been in my family for I don't know how many hundreds of years. I'm going to guess about 200. With the Kaimon, the Mokuman of the House of Oda Nobunaga, who was a shogun, House of Shogun. And some people in martial arts may know what that is. But anyway, I know because I do a lot of Native American posts, that may be confusing to some people. So I know I'm probably the only Asian Cherokee you've ever met. And, you know, hopefully we'll get through this together. But again, I think that God has made me very unique with my ethnicity so that I could have a good understanding. You know, in the beginning, we were all just trying to survive, right? I mean, our ancestors, all of us were just trying to survive, and times were tough. I mean, back then, if you got a land grant from the king and you thought, well, I'm going to come over here and set up my own kingdom, and you get here and there's a lot of woods to clear, there's indigenous people, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it was a lot of hard work. And that being said, everybody should be congratulated of European settlement, that your ancestors had the fortitude and the gut and the love and the courage to get you where you are today. And I don't want to undermine that at all. I'm not here to point fingers at anybody. But I want you to look at a couple of things with a different set of eyes, if you don't mind, for the next few minutes. I want you to understand why indigenous people, for instance, have a problem with Columbus Day. And I want you to Google it, and I want you to research it. And perhaps if you don't have a deep understanding of this, if you research it between that and what I tell you, maybe you would be able to put yourself in their shoes. Because ancestry has a lot to do with the pride that you feel in your life. And when you come from an ancestry where your people were torn down or enslaved or mistreated, that gets carried in the blood. The blood is a record player. They've already proven through Genomi that your bloodline records things, and you tend to repeat and feel the same anger and the same sadness or the hunger or the pain or whatever you felt that your ancestors felt. You can literally feel it in your blood today. That's just divine creation. It's just incredible that everything that your ancestors went through can be documented and recorded and is in your bloodstream today. So that's why people feel the way they feel when they, it's a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen, has to do with what their ancestors went through. and how there was never an accountability for it. And that's what is going on. It's just, it carries through generation through generation. So when you understand that and put yourself in that position, it's easy to say, well, I had nothing to do with that. And of course you didn't. You had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. We can't change our history. We can't change the mistakes of our ancestors. If we could, I know the majority of us would go back and change it because so much of it was wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I have in my own history, my own ancestral history, I have Native Americans who were displaced and mistreated, the Cherokee people. I have African-American ancestry who were slaves. Somebody in my family line married a female slave. I have European ancestry. I have the ancestry of hard-working, backwood, eastern Tennessee mountain people. I have Japanese ancestry. Evidently, I have Korean ancestry. I have a lot of ancestry where people were brave and bold, and they made mistakes. They made mistakes. Each of them have their own set of cruelty. In my European settlement, I have those who were slaves, and I have those who were slave owners. I have it all. I don't hide it. I don't cover it. I can't help who. But I do have an understanding by putting myself into the shoes of people of different color to go back and look at the history and understand why they feel anger today. A lot of times when you don't become accountable for things and things are swept under the carpet, it creates sickness because secrets create sickness in society. Okay, let's get back to Columbus Day, the day today that many people are celebrating. So if you Google the documentation of Christopher Columbus, because he was a writer, he journaled, and his men, Christopher Columbus became the overseer, the governor, the viceroy of the islands and the mainland under the rule of Spain, a ruler Castile. They said, okay, we're going to put you in charge of this. Send men over there and take care of it. The diary entries that Christopher Columbus and his men made are documentation of enslavement, rape, and murder of these indigenous people. Don't take my word for it. Google it. And they did it, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Christianity. Literally talking about God and the principles of Christianity right after they talk about the brutality that they put upon these people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. And because of that history, this is not something that needs to be celebrated as a national holiday. That's just where that comes from. It just is what it is. You understand why, if you can understand by putting yourself in the shoes of people, of black Americans whose ancestors were chained to a bottom of a boat and brought over here to do the European settlers' dirty work for 200 years, then you would understand that kind of got swept under the carpet with really no major apology, okay? Really no national apology coming out of this. And it gets in your blood. It stays in your blood as a curse for generations and generations, just with the Native Americans. God bless them. So many problems now with alcohol and suicide and domestic violence and women disappearing, just awful things, these curses going in the bloodstream. There's a physical reason why through the DNA recording of these atrocities committed against their ancestors, but there's a spiritual reason behind it too that the Bible talks about, that if you don't replace that blood with the blood of Christ, all of a sudden you carry the curse of your ancestors over and over and over. Listen, people ask me what I identify as because I just told you I have so many nationalities. I do feel very heavy Native American, and I know I look it. I mean, of everybody in my family, I think I'm the only one that actually looks this way. I do identify it very heavily. There's just a pull and a calling on it with me. But I'm very proud of all of them, and at the same time, I acknowledge the downfall of all of them as well. Committing atrocities goes against the basic principality, the principles of Jesus Christ. I mean, the Jesus Christ, if you read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's all about love, right? Love, 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 give, give, help, help, love. So to think that atrocities could be committed in someone who comes in the name of Christ is very damaging. To say the least, it's very damaging. And then what goes on after that is between that individual person and God, and may God have mercy on their soul. That's all I can say. Because it was something that goes against the very principles of what we're supposed to understand if we claim the faith of Christianity. So if you can put yourself in those shoes, again, you can see why Native Americans have a problem with the offspring of European settlers today. I mean, they're very difficult to talk to. If you've ever tried to call them, if you're not of their blood, they really don't want to deal with you. It comes from that same blood lineage of we were mistreated and there was no accountability for it. And even today, we're so mistreated in many, many ways. In the case of the Native American culture, they are the poorest ethnic group in America. Excuse me, the poorest ethnic group today. They suffer the most, not even having the basics of water and shelter. You don't hear about it. It's under the radar. You don't know that thousands of Native American women have gone missing over the past several years. They're getting no help with it. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's happening. Is it the sex trade? We don't know, but it's a problem that's under the radar, and it's a major issue. I mean, we don't talk about in our history books the things that have happened to Native Americans, even in modern times, where even today, their graves of their ancestors are being torn apart for progress in the name of the offspring of the European settlement. Don't hear about that, but that's what's going on today. I mean, how would you like it if someone came along and went to your great-grandparents' grave and just totally plowed it over so they could build a building there and make money off of it? If you put yourself in those shoes, you would understand and have a concept of what's really going on behind what is really being said. And I'm just asking you to do that. And then I'm going to ask you also to join with me in a spiritual way. Because regardless of what skin color you have or what your ancestry and your history is, you need to understand that once you accept Christ, it's all wiped out. We become a clean slate. Everything is new, all over again, white, the color white, washed away. And all of a sudden, because you believe what I believe in the name of Christ, we become brothers and sisters. We become family in Christ. This is the only thing that's going to change what's going on today. There are a lot of people who are black who believe in Jesus Christ. There are a lot of white people who believe in Jesus Christ. There are even Native Americans who believe in Jesus Christ. Asians all over the world, all different colors, all ethnicities will believe in Jesus Christ. Now that needs to be brought to the forefront. And if you say you do, guess what? There's nothing to protest because you're my brother now. You're my family. You're my family and we got to work together to go back and fix things that were wronged by our ancestors, not us, our ancestors, fix those things. Come together and say, I am accountable through my bloodline and apologetic and giving this apology out because what my ancestors did was wrong. I didn't do it, but they did it, and it's in my blood, and it's wrong, and I want to say this to you, and I want us to be able to work together to make the world a better place, make this country a better place. That's what's going to do it, guys, is the spiritual reasoning. The avoidance of it is making it worse. That's why there's outcries because of stuff being secret swept under the carpet. You got to get it out in the opening. I just did a post on Columbus Day in my Native American group, and you're welcome to join it. It's called All Natives Under God. And I did document all of the journal entries of Columbus and his men doing the atrocities against these indigenous people on the mainland and doing it in the name of Christ. I want you to see it. You're not going to see this in history books. You're not going to see it. You're going to see, if you Google it, there are so many awards, essay contests given about giving praise to Columbus. The statues are still up. So can you understand now why it's a problem, why it should not be a national holiday? Put yourself in the shoes of other people is all I'm asking you to do, because then you'll have the eyes to see and feel what other people feel. And go behind the protests. Don't look at the protests. Look at what's going on behind the protests with the anger and the fear of what's going on behind the protests. Come on. Protesting is making it worse. Because now you're drawing all this attention to the color of your skin. And then everybody's like, oh, my gosh, there's a black person. Are they going to want to kill me or beat me up because I'm white? Well, let's just call it. Let's just say it. It's not making it better. Coming together and saying, listen, we have something in common here. Of all colors, white, black, yellow, whatever, red, we have something in common. We believe in Jesus Christ. So let's sit down and have a conversation of how I can make your life better. Because I am your brother in Christ. I'm your sister in Christ. How can I make this better? How can you hear me? And how can you see me and understand me and put yourself in my shoes? It's not all flowers and warm and fluffy stuff to be white. If you're not a white person listening, listen to me. It's a lot of pressure to be white too. I mean, think about it. Put yourself in that position as the average white man of how you're going to have to work hard and you're going to have to pay for something that your ancestors did. You're going to have to pay. You are paying for it. I don't have to call it retributions. I'm calling it welfare. I'm calling it all these situations with ethnic people of all races and even white people. You're paying for things right now because of what your ancestors did. You're going to have to bear that burden. You're going to have to be looked down upon in some cases because you're a white man. You're going to have to bear the brunt of it and the burden of it. That's not an easy feat, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody of all races has something to bear. And again, you look at me. I've got every race there is. I'm not technically a white woman. I've been told I'm not a white woman by white people. I've been told I'm not a black woman by black people. I don't know what I am. But I'm a child of God, and I do know and I do understand a lot of the pain I feel in my blood, just like people of other colors do. I also feel for white people because I know that they feel like they're being burdened down and accused of something that really started with their ancestors. And if you say, well, they're still doing bad things today, well, educate them without having to be busting down stores and stuff. Educate by having a conversation. Educate and let them know, listen, this is why I feel the way I do. Let's sit down and see if we can make this better. Ladies and gentlemen, change is going to have to start with a conversation that's not going to have hate in it or anger. Just felt like led to talk about that today. And I hope I didn't step on anybody's toes per se, but maybe all toes of all colors need to be a little stepped on right now because we're not going anywhere and we're keeping silent and mumming it up, except for the people who want this peaceful protest or whatever you want to call it, unpeaceful protest in some places. Let's have this conversation. Let's sit down and talk about it. Let's do it because we all believe in Jesus Christ. Can we do that? That's what's going to make the change. And if you're a government official or you're a political leader, you need to sit down and do this. You need to sit down and have this conversation. You need to have a town hall meeting. Let the lines be 2-3 miles long. Let people come up and talk and unburden themselves with you and tell them what the problem is. And you as the leaders, give them an answer. It doesn't need to be accusatory. It doesn't mean to be defaming. It just needs to be a conversation to fix things. And that's hard sometimes, I understand. But if we come together because we believe in Jesus Christ, his love, and the Holy Spirit will supersede all the hardships that we need to do and go through to get this done. A lot of times I see politicians, when asked questions regarding what's going on with races right now, they won't say anything, they'll walk away. Worst thing you can do as a leader is walk away. You need to man up, stand up, and speak your truth. And if you don't have a truth, you better get one because you're a leader. And you better not be ashamed to stand in your truth. I respect you more if your truth is not my truth, but it's still your truth. I respect you more if you'll stand in it. It's cowardice to go away and not say anything when you're a leader. It's cowardice. All right, guys, listen. We'll get through this. A lot of prayer, a lot of love and understanding for all people who have many facets and many histories. We'll get through it. come on out to the Sport Karate Museum event in Greenville. I'd love to meet you. I am going to be doing, like I said, the talk about the Seiwai Genji Samurai Warriorship. Couple of samurai lineages in my family. It took a long time to figure that out. Listen, that was not easy. Whew. That was a lot of work. I don't speak or write Japanese. That was a lot of digging around. But anyway, I'm also going to be promoted to Seventh Dan, doing somewhat of a test there in Seventh Dan. I know there's a lot of rumors about me having to carry a bag of rocks and catch flies with chopsticks. And as far as I know, that's a rumor. I'm going to bring my special chopsticks with me just in case. They're a little wider at the tip so I can actually catch flies if I have to. We'll see what happens with that. But anyway, that's going to be November the 7th in Greenville, South Carolina. You can contact Professor Gary Lee if you'd like to get tickets to that event and any more information you have regarding that. That's a pretty good show. I love it. It's a lot of old G's. I call them old G's. The original, the old timers come to that one. Some of the first men and women who ever trained in martial arts go to the Sport Karate Museum events. And, of course, it's a very honorable event as well. And I enjoy meeting these people, and I look forward to it again. The best advice I can say right now is to pray. Pray, and when you think you've prayed enough, pray more. Pray without ceasing is something we got to do. Got to do prayers. You know, sometimes if you're just driving in your car, start talking to the Lord. You know, maybe when you're out doing something, you see something that strikes you as a little pitiful or hard or whatever, just say a prayer right there. Stand in the presence of the spiritual, ladies and gentlemen. Always be ready to go to that place where you're in the presence of something very holy that you could talk and plead your case, give over your petitions, and offer up praise. All right, well, listen, if you want to contact me, I don't do this very often, but I want to give you my email address. It's very simply KarenEden@CenturyLink.net, KarenEden@CenturyLink.net. And please make sure you spell Century right. It is CENTURY, CenturyLink.net. If you have any questions, you know, maybe specifically you have something bothering you, if I can help you, I will. If I can't help you, I may be able to point you in the right direction of somebody that can. But as you can see, I focus a lot more on spiritual things than I do on martial artsy things. I love martial arts, don't get me wrong. I have 30 years in. But the most important thing, if I prioritize, is understanding that we are spiritual people with our spirits intact, that we're here under a purpose, with a purpose under God. And I can't drive that point home any harder. That's the most important thing you'll ever do in this world, is understand that you are a spiritual being with an appointment under God to make a difference in this world in this very short time before you leave. That's what it's all about. You guys, check out my books if you like my inspiration, my monthly magazine columns. And, you know, I'll continue to put my stuff on Facebook. My group pages are the Eden Assignment Inspirational Series and the Eden Assignment Warfare Series, where I post a lot of my inspiration. Of course, the Warfare Series is extremely Christian. So those are the basic two differences between the Inspirational and the Warfare Series. But I actually do a lot of Christian stuff in the Inspirational Series too. Why? Because I can't help it, because it's who I am. And, you know, if you say you're a Christian, you shouldn't be able to help it either. It should be able just to come out, and you can't help it, you can't hide it. And it is what it is, and it is who I am. And I have that in my blood lineage. In my blood flows the blood of kings and warriors and holy people, and that's probably why I am the way I am today. So anyway, keep your prayers going. And if there's nothing else, then I will go ahead and hit up another assignment here. I am doing Facebook Lives and try to do the Eden assignment once a week with that. I'll be hitting that up here pretty soon as well. Until next time, God bless you guys. We'll see you again on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.